Well, my name is Matthew Kaminsky. I'm the Atlanta Braves organist. I've been here for, this is my third season, and I sit up in the press box with all the reporters. So, I can't make too much noise up here. So everything that I play gets just piped out into the whole stadium. I started organ lessons when I was 5 years old, and I played what's known as theater organ, which is the old, I guess you would call Lawrence Welk style of playing the organ. And my main job is to play for the other team. You know, our players just pick their own music, but pretty much you want to kind of mess around with the other team. So before every game, I get a roster of what the other team is, and then I kind of figure out what I might play for them. So today, we have the Minnesota Twins, and there's this one guy, Jim Thome. I think he's maybe 42 years old, 41 years old. So for the old guys, I like to play This Old Man or When I'm 64 by the Beatles.
The designated hitter, number 25, Jim Thome.
Whenever I could play something where people really notice and really laugh, I think those are my big highlights. I think the first time I really got noticed was when the Yankees came into town, and Alex Rodriguez, known as A-Rod, came into town, and he's kind of rumored on and off to have dated Madonna. So I played Material Girl for him, and I played Lady Madonna. And that's when kind of everyone really started to notice, in a fun way, poke fun at them, which is, what I love to do.
Center fielder number 2, Denard Span.
Now, I have to admit, the instrument itself is not what I really expected. I guess I'm thinking old school. I was thinking at least 2 or 3 manuals, but no.
Apparently, when they went from Fulton County Stadium to Turner Field, they got rid of the big, I think they had a Lowry organ or maybe a Wurlitzer or something like that. So they got rid of the big organ because pretty much technology was starting to take over, and they started putting CD music in, and in the control room, there really isn't room.
What is this particular instrument?
This is a Yamaha keyboard. I believe it's out of the Clavinova line. I've had to kind of tinker around with the levels and stuff to make it sound like a traditional ballpark organ.
As a performer, it has to be odd to have so much physical distance between you and your audience. How do you gauge the crowd reaction? Is it purely by sight?
Well, sometimes. Usually the windows are open. You can actually hear people laughing out there. And then I get instant feedback on my Twitter page because people will recommend songs. And whenever I could play something funny enough where people really have a reaction to, then I'm pretty happy about that. And a lot of times when the fans are chanting for a certain player, so last year with Jason Hayward coming on, they started chanting, "Let's go Hayward." And my producer will tell me to join in.
Have you always been a baseball fan? Growing up in Chicago, I would think there might be a team or two that would catch your interest.
Yeah, I was definitely a Cubs fan. Still am, but I'm definitely more of a Braves fan now. But, growing up in Chicago, going to Wrigley Field was the coolest thing in the world for me.